K-State Nation, welcome back to another episode right here of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there, Manhattan, Kansas, well, K-State University. This is Eddie Greer here in, obviously, Kansas City, Missouri. All things K-State sports as we continue to count you down to kickoff September 5th when Nichols comes to Bill Snyder Family Stadium to take on Colin Klein, Avery Johnson, in the K-State Wildcats in prime time. Yes, sir. And we're back to positional previews here on the show here. Oh, man. Good thing I have to, at least tomorrow off. So I'm going to try to record a few more episodes of positionals here on the show. But anyways, this show's not about, obviously, football. It's all things Kansas sports, so more than just football, women's basketball, women's soccer, women's volleyball, and plenty more. And then, of course, you have men's and women's golf coming as well. I'm hopeful to do a cross-country preview at some point there as well. So there's all that. Again, we are on iTunes, Spotify, whatever you listen to your favorite K-State podcast. that did not come out the way I wanted that to, but you know I'm getting that. We're on iTunes, Spotify, daily podcast. All right, so I don't know why either I missed it or this was just a little refresher. We're getting the linebackers here right now. Linebackers coach Nick Toth, part of that new staff, new regime at K-State, under new head coach Colin Klein, and it is still the same defense. 4-2-5, which was incorporated by the previous regime and Joe Klindemann, who's now down in Baylor in Waco, Texas. Okay? So there's that. So the players, let me see. I had the roster up here for a minute, and I'm going to go to a different. Hold on a second. This might be good here for a minute. Let's see. Yeah. All right. This is good. Because, look, the linebackers, obviously, you don't have from last year. You were led specifically. Now y'all going to. Oh, yep. Desmond Purnell and Austin Romaine. Gone. Right? And unfortunately, you lost Austin Romaine to the Big 12 champion Texas Tech Raiders, which, again, you K-State, you don't have to play them, right? You don't have to play them unless you get to the title game, which, again, we'll see. We'll see if they can even make some noise, right? But you have other players in this mix, and, damn, I didn't realize we had this many linebackers. This is good that I've shout out, bring on the Cats. So I'm taking this a little bit differently, a little bit. But anyways, your players, right? Rex Van Wee or Van Wy. I said Van Wy, I keep saying it. Or Rex Van Wy. Let's see what this person's doing. Okay. All right, Rex Van Wy, right? He was down at Media Day, spoke, and all that. Still there. He was part of that 2022 recruiting class. Right, Gabe Powers, who transferred over to K-State a year ago, still on the roster. You have him, and here's a name that's been floating around this summer, at least from where I'm sitting, top of the pit box. Right, Makai Mason. I'm hearing that again. We have not seen the majority of these guys, right? Except for Powers and Van Wee. And then you're probably going to throw in here Asa Newsom. I'm going to get Asa Newsom here in a minute. But, so Makai Mason, that name has been floating around this summer. I'm hearing some good things about him. Again, we can't say anything else until we get activity on the field. So, and Mason's pretty talented and all that. So, he's also 2022, the class. Here's the big one. Here's the big one. And he's unfortunately, he's had issues staying on the field because, again, injuries. Again, that word, injury prone, Asa Newsom, right? And We've heard it all. The passionate K-State fan probably knows. All right, this guy's good. He's talented, right? But unfortunately, he's had trouble staying on the field with injuries, right? Because he's all world. He's very athletic and all that. But he's had trouble staying on the field, right? And look, luckily, I mean, 4-2-5 defense, and you're pretty good depth-wise in this spot, right? But you want to see Newsom on the field. So it's going to be fascinating to see where it's going to shake out, because you already have I believe Mekhi Mason is going to be playing a lot. This is, again, knock on wood with the injuries, but hey, Mekhi Mason is going to be on this football field. Gabe Powers transferred over here from Ohio State. Yes, I remember that. I did an episode about him last year when he came over to K-State. That's veteran leadership right there. We have Powers, Wheat Van Wee, Mekhi Mason in this mix. And, well, by the way, he's going to be number 4. Newsom, hopefully, can stay on the field and be an X factor. Let's call that an X factor for him, right? If he's able to be healthy and the guy that he is, that everybody say that all the rest of the K-State podcast, maybe some of the main ones that y'all listen to as long as myself, right? With the football coverage, right? He can be something. We'll have to see about that. But yeah, Ace of News, and that to me, I think he is the X factor. Now, they're not doing X factor for the defensive line, which I recorded that a couple weeks ago on the show. So go back, go check that out. So there's that. And you have a transfer here, obviously, Jacoby Olafant from Oklahoma State. So you got him to the mix. And then the rest of these guys, Weston Polk, Sawyer Salike, Darian Whitaker Jr., Ashton Moore. Why do I think Ashton Moore is a familiar name? I don't know. That's me. And then finally, last but not least, DJ Ackerson there as well. So yeah, man, this should be honestly a solid group when you look at it. Now again, there's you got experience there. Van Wees played. Obviously, Gabe Powers. All that experience there, Mekhi Mason. I'm looking forward to seeing him on the field. Hopefully, you see Asa Newsom stay on the football field there as well. And actually, hold on a second here. Yeah. 3-3-3. Yeah. I don't know what. Right. I thought we were already in that defense. Now, I'm looking at, again, shout out. Bring on the Cats. Yes, sir. I was reading their article earlier. Now, I'm not paying attention or what I've seen play the football now. I thought we're already in this 4-2-5 defense there as well. Because we had, again, you don't know Purnell, no Des Purnell, no Oscar Romain. That, to me, that's the biggest one right there. In Oscar Romain, you lose him to Texas Tech, unfortunately, there. So who's gonna step up to the plate? That's the question. Who's gonna step up to the plate and be those impact guys? Because both of them were instant impact players last year. Made a lot of plays. Obviously, Romain to me was sort of the. I mean, you could probably have an argument for Des Purnell too. Heart and soul of the defense, but Romain was out. Injury-wise last year there, and you had to plug in a couple players as well there. Gabe Powers had a lot of playing time last year. I don't have the stats right now pulled up and whatnot, as this is the Pro Watcher Podcast, all things K-State sports. We're taking a look at the we're going back in to the positional players, positional previews here as we're fastly approaching the season opener for K-State football and the new era of Colin Klein, as he's getting ready, they're getting ready to take on Nichols next month, but Eddie Greer for the podcast. So yeah, man. So we'll see what happens. Yeah, 4-2-5. And oh, by the way, this group led by Jordan Peterson, the DC defensive coordinator there, alongside Marcus Woodson there as well. So yeah, man. We'll see. I think Mekhi Mason's gonna step in here and do some big things there. Asa Newsome, to me, is going to be my X factor. Now, I probably should go back to the D-line. Who's going to be X factor there? But I think you already know where to go with that on that one there as well. So, yeah, man. I'm sitting here right now about to wrap up the show. I don't know who's going to be the two. I think Mekhi Mason should be one of the starters. I don't know who's going to be the second one's up for grabs. So I don't know. So we'll definitely find out. As we move along here, we get get the season started, get talking some more football on the show. And oh, by the way, I'm recording this ahead of, again, my team playing in the preseason. That's the Atlanta Falcons and the Denver Broncos later on tonight. So I'll be occupied with that. But hey, oh yeah, by the way, yes, Mekhi Mason, by the way, transferring over here from La Tech there as well. So you have that as well here. So yeah, so that's another. Yeah, I feel even mention that there as well. So yeah, we'll see what happens. But yeah, man, that's a lot of productivity missed with Romaine and Purnell there. What they did for this defense, and now so. Where is that productivity going to come from? I think, again, Mason, for the thousandth time, I think he's going to fill one of those spots. We'll have to see what Jordan Peterson and the defense staff is going to say when these guys hit the field at Bill Stern Family Stadium in a couple of weeks there as well. So those are the players there from the linebacking group. Next up, we're finally getting to the good stuff, right? We're gonna do the entire secondary. Hold up, let me see, quick. Yeah. We should be hitting the secondary next. Ooh, there's a lot of talent, Like I said, very high. If there was a ranking, I'll put the secondary right there in the top three. Right, probably right there behind the tight ends. Personally, on this podcast, right? You bring back a lot of talent back, and you add more talent from the portal. So, yeah, so, no, and Marcus Woodson and Jordan Peterson, both of them, these defense coordinators, co-defense coordinators, and DB coaches. And you throw in another DB coach in there as well. So you're loaded up on the back end. So honestly, there is no reason. There's no reason why I think that group should be one of the best. Now, this is without me even not even looking at the rest of the teams. One of the best in the Big 12. We'll pin it for that episode of the podcast. But this linebacker core is going to have to replace a lot of productivity. This linebacker core will remain. To the Red Raiders, Purnell, to the NFL, or elsewhere. That's the last time I heard. Anyways, so there's that. There as well for this group as we continue to move through this roster here in 2026 for K-State football. Pro Watcher Podcast, all things K-State sports. Get it! We're a podcast found free and available daily, which is court. K-State content, iTunes, Spotify. Y'all know what it is. The Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Make sure you are tapped in. Subscribe first, and then make sure you hit the alarm bell every time I update your content daily. We don't stop after 5 o'clock on Fridays. We keep the thing trucking along, hopefully, throughout the weekend as well. All things K-State sports. Make sure you are tapped into this podcast again. We will come at you daily. And any breaking news were to happen, we'll do our best to hop on a mic at some point during that time and give you the latest news on that. Make sure you tell a fellow K-Shader about this podcast, and make sure you are, if you have time, I know you have a quick five minutes somewhere in there to leave us a rating that it doesn't make it, we don't want the fame, but it helps out other K-State fans find out more about this podcast as we are, again, approaching Fastly kickoff for your K-State Wildcats on the football field in 2026. New regime, the return of Colin Klein back to Manhattan as the new head coach of K-State football. Alex ain't out there in San Diego, California. It's Eddie Greer here in KC Mo. Appreciate y'all, K-State. Nate, this has been another episode right here of the Purple Project Podcast. All things Kansas State, Alexco Cats.